Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Can I tell you how much I love having cameras throughout the house so I can scare my wife from time to time?
You did something mean.
That's so mean.
I got the alert that something was going on in the basement. So she was down there getting in the deep freeze down there, and I set off the alarm that's just in the basement on the camera. Freaked her out.
Yeah, you freaked us out.
You just watched her. Like, you just watched.
You did not.
Spills all the meat everywhere.
Send your wife into terror.
Like, I love doing that kind of stuff. Or I just get on and turn the mic on. And I'm like, what are you doing?
I know.
It's so creepy that you can do that.
The reasons I'm glad I'm single usually come from Jeremy and what he does to
Nicole. That's how you keep a marriage strong right there, Katie.
Oh, my God.
Keep her on her toes. That's how you have a successful marriage.
You have been married for a long time, so I guess
that's
something's
how you do
working.
You got to be a prankster. Make her laugh.
Goodness.
And then take a screenshot when she flips off the camera. And send it to her later. When she asks me to do something at home, I'm like, there you go. Real quick, what is this? You lost something else at your house? So yesterday we were talking about how Katie had a trip to, I don't know,
Punta Cana. Yeah.
And there was a redeem code on an envelope or whatever. It got thrown away, so she lost the trip.
Yeah.
Now what did you lose?
A gift card to Ulta. And it's a $50 gift card. What? Like all my makeup that I was going to buy was
so that'll
gonna
get
come.
You like that'll get you like one shade of blush, isn't
no,
it?
It'll
Ulta's
get me
so expensive.
One bottle of mascara.
Yeah, mascara and eyeshadow is what I go for. And that was going to cover that. But now I have to shell out my own money. And this, again, it has been in my purse. Somebody gave it to me as a housewarming gift. So I've had it as long as I've lived in my new spot. And I've just hung on to it. Like when I need some new stuff, I'm going to pop in and grab it. And when I went to go look for it, it was not there. I have no idea where it went. Sometimes my purse falls and spills. And I guess maybe I
didn't. So that gift card's at Ballerina.
I don't know what happened. Like it probably is. Honestly, it probably fell out of my purse somewhere that was completely not in my realm of where I go. So I'll never see it again.
We need a little something, like somebody at your house that kind of takes care of this stuff for you.
What is that called? A husband?
No. I don't want one of those.
Josh, yes, you do. You do.
I do sometimes. I was talking to you guys about that, how lately it's been when I'm eating, because I'm really afraid, like, if I choke on something, who's going to help me? Like that thought, for whatever reason, has been going through my head a little lately. And that is a reason that I want a significant other. That's probably not the best
reason.
You're kind
of putting that out there now. Like you're just asking to choke, and we're going to find your bloated carcass on your floor at some point.
No, I'm not asking. I'm just saying that I don't know why. It just started getting into my head a little
lately. I showed
up
at work before you today, and I was like, uh-oh. Did she choke? Uh-oh.
No, bloated carcass on the floor.
How carefully are you chewing your food right
Very
now?
Very careful. Are you? That's the thing.
They say you're supposed to have 23 chomps
before
you swallow.
I'm doing 30,
all right,
Josh.
Good for you, Katie.
Yes, I'm purposely chewing my food 30 times
I've
each.
I've seen you eat. And
I mean, since
have you
this
seen those National Geographic videos where the hyenas like attack a hippo that's
not
on the
true.
Ground? That is how Katie eats.
I don't eat like
she
that.
She pounces on her prey.
It's gonna get away if
I
do.
No comment.
I do not eat like that. You guys just saw me eat a piece of pizza. Oh. I didn't eat like that.
Josh and I have quietly looked at each other. We've made eye contact while we watch you eat something.
No, you're lying. This is how I'm gonna always
just
stay
saying.
Single. Y'all are telling lies.
Just saying.
I don't
you know
eat
what?
Like a
Fair
hyena
enough.
On a carcass.
Jeremy's keeping both of us single. That's
really
the problem.
Is. He really is.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? He likes it for the show.
He does.
Yeah. He doesn't
Josh
want
is,
us to find
Josh
love.
Is a very sensual eater. He's slow and he takes his
time. I don't think that's
any better. The pulled part is the cheese dripping off the pizza.
Yeah, so slow.
Cheese pulled
little drip down.
Slurping.
You should watch him eat a chicken wing.
Oh, gosh.
The way he works his tongue over that chicken wing.
Ooh, that chicken wing thing.
Yeah.
Total opposite of a hyena on a hippo.
Katie's got the wing sauce all over her face.
I don't eat like that. And I'm eating a lot slower now. Since I
just
started
like
thinking.
Josh.
Like a lion. Like maybe
no,
like a lion on a deer.
It's not
pouncing.
Like a lion.
Josh makes love to those chicken wings.
20 minutes each wing. That's what I do.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, right.
That wing is begging for more.
Yeah.
We're going to marry Josh off for sure.
Let's do
you
it.
Guys are bad.
Finally.
Well, I guess we should dive into PMI.
Let's do it.
That's an awkward transition. So listen, we get a ton of stories every morning. We do our research. We go through multiple sites and find all the good stuff. We come back and tell you about it on the air. We give you a positive, a minus, and something interesting to start your day. And I got to pee today.
Ooh, Jerry got to pee.
I never get to pee. Well, here's your pee. Let's talk about those forever chemicals. They're in the news constantly about, you know, the microplastics and all the chemicals that stay in your body forever. They're saying to get those out of your body and improve your gut health, lower cholesterol, help regulate blood sugar, eat more fiber. A high fiber diet can help reduce the amount of forever chemicals in your body and all that other stuff.
So they're not forever.
They're not forever.
Not with fiber.
Not with fiber. And those forever chemicals come from like certain cleaning products, that nonstick cookware. You're not supposed to cook on that. Even shampoo has forever chemicals. Anyway, when you eat a lot of fiber, it basically puts like a gel on the inside of your gut. It lines your gut and digestive system with like a weird fiber gel.
Because it's scratching all that stuff
and
out.
And it traps all that, and away it goes out the booty.
No way.
Yeah, okay. Look at that. So it keeps it from absorbing into your body. So if you are truly concerned about all these forever chemicals in you, eat more fiber. Get a bran muffin on the way to work today.
And even berries. Do you know berries have a ridiculous amount of fiber? And if you just eat a couple handfuls of berries a day, you're good. You're good to go, though,
with
the berries.
That's what this says. Eat more fruits, veggies, grains, nuts, seeds. Avoid the meat, eggs, pasta, and white bread, which is what we call Josh.
Hey. Yeah.
So scrape it out of you,
you eat
guys.
A lot of nuts.
I eat a bag of nuts every day and about half a cup of blueberries every day.
Along with your oatmeal.
Along with my oatmeal each and every morning. So.
Your colon is healthy as a horse.
I got no forever chemicals in me.
Squeaky clean.
Nothing.
Yeah.
That's funny.
There's your positive,
you
guys. What's
well,
minus?
I got the minus today. And, Jer, oddly enough, it has a lot to do with forever chemicals.
No!
Look
at
that. You're going to be putting them right back in your body because after you scrape them out of your gut with all the healthy stuff you're doing, do you drink water, Jer? Yes, you do.
Uh-oh.
Well, now the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, otherwise known as the EPA, they are weakening their federal guidelines for toxic forever chemicals in America's drinking water.
Well, how are they doing that?
So earlier last year, they were like, hey, these forever chemicals are horrible for you, and we want to start regulating the water. Well, now all the water companies are like, we can't keep up with that yet. We're behind in all of the toxicity reports that you are trying to force onto us and make all the water cleaner. So now they aren't able to keep up with those laws and guidelines yet. So now America's federal agency is weakening all of those laws and guidelines on the toxic forever chemicals in America's drinking water, citing all the compliance issues that they're having right now.
So you got to have a bran muffin if you have a glass of water now.
Essentially, yes, or just get a really good filtration system because they are weakening these laws again to where essentially they're allowing the water to go out to all of America's faucets and tap water systems that is just not as clean as you would probably like it to be.
Yeah.
So get those filters, otherwise you'll become a little plastic water bottle walking around.
You'll be glowing in the dark.
And Josh is like a water ambassador.
Water snob.
It's preach about the importance of clean water, whether you drink it, whether you use it for showers, whether you use it for cooking. Like, you have strongly had an opinion about water since I've known
Josh. Josh is a water expert on the show.
You use it
so much. It's so much a part of your daily life. Especially Colorado water. Everyone's like, oh, it's from the Rocky Mountains.
It's so clean.
It's really dirty. And there's a lot of really crappy metals and fluoride.
Hold on,
I gotta
take a sip of Denver tap here.
I know, right? That's what I
It's really bad. You should not do this is the cleanest water that you can get.
Oh, I don't feel good. Although we're in Lone Tree. Is this Lone Tree water?
Yeah. It's not good.
This is bougie
water.
This is Lone Tree water. It's fine.
It's not good.
It's bougie water. It wears yoga pants constantly.
It's not good for your teeth, dude. It has a little Stanley
this
cup in
it. This water goes out to Elway's a lot.
Yeah. Oh,
it shops at Park Meadows.
It drives a range.
This water is straight from a Range Rover.
Yeah, it always pays the toll. Like, it's bougie water
drives
for sure.
The toll,
that's a good, tasty
it's
water.
It's bougie water.
This water's full of Botox.
Oh, yummy. Those are forever chemicals. Full of
Botox and yoga pants.
Hair and lash extensions.
It's
that's
wearing
what
that an aloe hat.
Yes.
It's got a Lululemon hip pack.
There you go. Either way, it's hard water. It's really bad for your body, and it gets all over you.
No,
don't
you know. All right, what's the interesting?
Okay, this is interesting and good, because guess who's back? Back again. Ready?
Shady?
Hank Hill. Bill, Dale, and Boomhauer.
Oh, I saw this and I was wondering if it was fake news.
No, it's actually amazingly true. They're getting a reboot. King of the Hill is getting a reboot.
Nice.
And there's no word yet on when we're going to get the series, blah, blah, blah. But they are going
Damn
to
it,
have... I know, right? Like, I really wanted to know when it was going to happen. But they're
going
to be out
What's
at some
on?
Big Austin ATX TV festival on May 30th.
The
and
cartoon
that's
characters?
When that, no, but Mike Judge
and it,
all the other cast Bobby. Members who are, you know, voice the characters, they're going to be at this festival and they're going to reveal a bunch more information about this new series. But we do have a still image. Image of the TV show, the new one, and they've got a drone carrying a case of Alamo beer. So they've updated the series.
One of them had a VR headset on.
Exactly. Dale has a VR headset.
Okay, well, I'll put that there headset on.
They've got a food delivery here. Like, there's so many things. Dale's on an iPad, or Boomhauer, rather, on an iPad.
So I truly thought this was fake.
No,
so this is great.
It's true, and we're going to be hearing more about when we can watch it on TV. One of my favorite shows
That
of
stopped
all
like
time.
A decade ago,
yeah,
right?
2009
I mean,
is when.
Oh
so almost like 16 years ago. The last episode aired in 2009, the new one. I mean, obviously reruns air all the time on TV, but Bobby Hill, Peggy Hill, these characters.
Did you actually even say the name of the TV show through all this?
I said King of the
King Hill.
Did you? Okay,
yeah.
I was just curious.
I did. Yeah.
I missed it.
So
but
funny.
Also,
like
just
we're raving about this TV show, and people are like, what show is it?
And they're going to have it on Hulu, by the way. So that's the reboot's going to be on Hulu. So you can, catch like the
Good
whole series in one little couch session. It makes me happy, too.
Yeah.
Interesting and positive.
In
You're
2009,
welcome.
Imagine how different the world was back then.
I know.
That's crazy.
I know.
Crazy.
I know. To think where these people have, like, their journeys
propane
that they've taken.
Propane and propane accessories.
Exactly. Exactly. Cannot wait to see what they've been up to.
That's great.
That's funny.